Richard Branson, just like everybody else that makes it on top of this world, you have to be a Mason. You have to be part of this exclusive club. I'll get more into that topic as this video progresses. And with the supposed history-making spaceflight, which makes absolutely no sense, when you consider NASA back in 1961, as you see here, Alan Shepard supposedly went into space way back when, in the very early 60s. And what I find interesting is NASA being formed in 1958, just basically 3 years after, again, supposedly Alan Shepard goes into space aboard the Freedom 7 capsule, as you see here. Completely ridiculous as well. Equally ridiculous, or I should say even more ridiculous than what they're trying to pull off today with this dinky little capsule. Give me a break. And even before that, just about a month prior, of course, Yuri Gagarin, the Russian cosmonaut, back in April 12, 1961, supposedly went in space. We know the world's a stage, and all these countries are working together as one to deceive the masses. Now, again, getting back to the topic of Richard Branson and the formation of Virgin Galactic back in 2004, as you see here in this one news article by The Guardian, 2004, September, to be precise. So basically, it took Richard Branson nearly 15 years to supposedly go into outer space when NASA does it literally 3 years after the formation. So definitely backwards technology. Doesn't make sense. Nothing adds up on the world stage. And here is Virgin Galactic's supposed first mission into space back in 2018. And it's basically a carbon copy of what Richard Branson just did several days ago. And let's get to the footage here a little bit more. Supposedly, again, going into space. Basically, again, just a carbon copy, like I stated earlier. Doing the same thing. The only difference is they have actually Richard Branson supposedly aboard. Now let's take a look at the footage provided by ABC News.
That history-making spaceflight, what's being called the dawn of a new space age. Billionaire Richard Branson, now the first person to reach the edge of space in his very own spacecraft. The mothership Eve carrying the Unity taking off at 8:40 a.m. local time. 45 minutes later, Unity separating and blasting off to the lower reaches of space, more than 50 miles above the Earth. Then 4 minutes of weightlessness, the six astronauts floating freely, the realization of Branson's dreams. The billionaire celebrating on the ground, calling the whole thing magical. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez spoke to Branson just moments ago and leads us off from the New Mexico desert.
Three, two, one, release.
Tonight, a moment 17 years in the making.
Ignition? Good rocket motor burn?
Richard Branson, more than 50 miles above the Earth's surface, weightless, becoming the first person to fly to space aboard his own spaceship. At 8:40 this morning, the mothership Eve carrying Virgin Galactic's spaceship Unity to about 50,000 feet, dropping it. The heart-stopping moment Unity's rocket ignites, blasting Branson and five others to the edge of space, giving them 4 minutes of weightlessness.
To the next generation of dreamers, if we can do this...
And I'll stop right there just for a moment as you look at the fake phony ball Earth, and it definitely doesn't look right. It looks pretty much concave. It should be convex going in this direction. But anyways, from this height, you should not see the curve of the Earth anyways. Let's continue.
Just imagine what you can do. Hey.
The crew safely touching back to Earth, the whole thing, less than 60 minutes. The nearly 71-year-old Branson beating Amazon founder Jeff Bezos to space by just 9 days. Now tonight, just hours after their historic flight, Branson and fellow astronaut Sirisha Bandla speaking with us.
Now watch how cringe this is with this fake, phony excitement by Richard Branson. Totally embarrassing. Take a look.
Everything I've dreamt about since I was a kid came true and more today. And we'll be in space!
Oh my goodness.
Excuse us.
Completely embarrassing. Just ridiculous. Just total cringe by Richard Branson. That's all he is Mr. Cringe.
You got those wings.
I have
to say that messages from India, and especially of young women that didn't even see that this was an opportunity that they could chase.
And they're always pushing the idea of this international community. So the people that doubt it, it's not possible that all these countries are working together to deceive the masses. It goes beyond the human mind, again, that all these countries are working together as one to make people believe they're actually going to space. And that's really what they're doing.
It's been incredible.
Joining the celebration, SpaceX founder Elon Musk coming to New Mexico to wish his friend well.
And definitely two Masons in the game. And I want to get right into the footage again with the so-called spaceflight and the zero-G. Let's take a look here. As you see them aboard the Virgin Galactic and you see the lights through the window, very important, you see the quick clips. And it doesn't go longer than a few seconds while they change different angles. And that's due to this being a parabolic flight. And that's exactly what's happening here, as you see the quick clips. And I'll show a little bit more of this and I'll explain it more in detail as we move forward. But again, they don't last more than 5 or 6 seconds each clip before they cut away. And very important, very revealing is what you're going to see here with Richard Branson. Prior to all this, back in 2016, with this parabolic flight that he's admitted to, supposedly, of course, for testing, but this is actually what they're doing. They're definitely not in space. It's just obviously just editing, clever editing, where they do have, of course, the planes go up in the sky. But as far as the footage internally in the plane itself, this is just part of the edit process. And let's get to it with this actual diagram of how a parabolic flight works. As you see here, a plane ascends, then levels off, and you have 25 seconds of zero G, zero gravity. And this is why, again, they're doing those quick snippets, those quick clips. It's never continuous beyond 20 or 25 seconds, because this is what happens. Take a look here at the filming of Apollo 13 while they're taking a break here aboard this zero G plane. You have Kevin Bacon and Bill Paxton throwing a football back and forth to each other during this parabolic flight. But it goes beyond the 25 seconds and the zero G is no more. And they're going to show a little bit more of this. But basically, this is why, again, you have those quick clips, quick snippets, and not the, of course, continuous video footage. As you can see here, unedited, as the parabolic flight, the zero-G aspect comes to an end. I'll play a little bit more before we move on. And it's just about to end right about here. And there you go. And it reminds me of this footage as well aboard the ISS as these astronauts come crashing down. And again, just another failure by NASA. And again, this footage here, this, I should say, screenshot of Richard Branson back in 2016 admitting to this parabolic flight test. And again, that's all he's doing during this latest so-called venture into space. And that gets back to the agenda behind faking space, this endless universe without a god, basically this godless world. And you see the obvious hand sign by Richard Branson. This is not the AOK sign, of course. This is the 666 sign. And this is the coming agenda that they're putting right in our faces. And this is where it all leads to. And as you can see here, obviously with the Virgin Galactic logo itself, it's the all-seeing eye, the one-eye God, which I've talked about many times in past video presentations. But just like everybody else that makes on top of this world, you see Richard Branson here playing the role of a female. And this is how they do it. They invert things. And obviously, this goes totally against what the Bible states about a man remaining a man and a female remaining a female. Here you see Rudy Giuliani doing the same. So again, they love to invert things. And of course, side by side with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, of course, famously or infamously, I should say, doing the same hand sign. Elon Musk, another player on the world stage faking space, along with Richard Branson. Here they are side by side. And going back in time, of course, Buzz Aldrin, one of the first supposed astronauts to land on the moon back in 1969, doing the all-seeing eye symbol with the 666. And of course, they're all Masons. And of course, you see Buzz Aldrin going way back in time, much younger, in a Masonic lodge holding this emblem with the Freemasonic dual-headed eagle or phoenix. And you see here Grand Sovereign Commander Luther Smith, who I've shown many times in video presentations. And you see him here. And let's get a little bit of a close-up here as you see the dual 33s. And very important are the pyramids in plain sight. And it gets back to another famous Freemason, Manly P. Hall, in this quote: "It is said that wisdom lies not in seeing things, but seeing through things." And another quote by Manly P. Hall: "When the human race learns to read the language of symbolism, a great veil will fall from the eyes of men." And that gets back to this, so very important, what we're looking at with the pyramids. And as you see here with this one image of the pyramid with the all-seeing eye, what it comes down to is the pyramid itself, basically a 60-degree angle within. In numerology, the zeros mean nothing, so it's literally a 6 and a 6 and a 6. So definitely what you're looking at here is the all-seeing eye in the agenda right in front of us with these Masons. And it's all about the 33. This is in regards to the fallen angels. 1/3 or 33% were thrown to earth from heaven, as stated in the Bible. And that gets back to Richard Branson, as you see here again, doing the 666 sign. And this quote about seeing through things is very, very important. When you take a look here at Richard Branson and his aquatic car, take a look at the license plate. This is one thing I've keyed on over the years. Take a look here, as you see him in the water itself here, BX04HHN. And what do you get when it comes to numerology? Just so happens to be 33. You got to be kidding me. And just like this famous quote by Confucius, "Signs and symbols rule the world, not words nor laws." So if you're into truth, you're seeking the truth, if you do not look at the signs and symbols, you're losing the big picture. Definitely, this is so very key, so very important. And Richard Branson, once again, doing the 666 sign, this time with two hands, and very important, the 3 and the 3433. And again, when it comes down to it, they're showing us their agenda in plain sight with these puppets on the world stage. Some know, some might not know. Some of them are just basically useful idiots, but for the most part, the big time players, the big names, they're fully aware. People in Hollywood, in the music industry, they're just told to do it, like you see many here. But again, it's so very important to understand the signs and symbols and the overall agenda.
Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.